Thanks, Herb. I've always loved going to the NSABP meetings ever since I went into oncology. I love to see Bernie Fisher up here raising hell, and now Norm does that. But the thing I love the most about the NSABP is how quickly you all take action. I remember when Herb presented the IFL-BEV data at ASCO 2003, and a couple weeks later, you had your group meeting in Orlando, and I met with Norm, and he told me about C08. A couple weeks after the data had been presented, you guys are ready to go. And I'm curious, Norm, 3 years later, how do you feel about the safety data that has evolved and your comfort level in terms of continuing to study this in the adjuvant setting?
Well, obviously, it's something that we monitor very carefully in an ongoing basis, and we're very comfortable in continuing the trial. I think there certainly has been no indication that anything untoward or unexpected is going on.
Anything new, John, in terms of predictors of response to bevacizumab? It's been kind of a frustrating situation, both in tissue and even clinically.
Not to my knowledge. I mean, I think what we'd like to understand better is the role that hypertension plays. Is hypertension a good thing when we see that in patients? One could envision that perfusing a tumor better if we believe that mechanism of action could be mediated through some sort of hypertensive link, and then therefore should we not treat it as aggressively? So we need to look at that data. The problem is, as we've discussed recently, it's very hard to go back to the trials and the data sets that exist and say, okay, who was hypertensive and who wasn't, and then try to correlate that with response. So trying to understand mechanism and predict those who respond, I think, is going to be an increasingly important thing.
Herb, I would like to take some minor exception to John's comments related to hypertension. I would discourage looking at hypertension in the clinical setting as an indicator of benefit, and particularly be careful of some of the implications that would flow from thinking that that may track together. First, issues related to measurement of hypertension get extremely complicated related to all the biases you can imagine related to how it's monitored in the clinic, particularly in an oncology setting. I do think that the cooperative groups and the pharmaceutical sponsors who conduct such studies, who have this data available, do need to look at this in large, prospective, high-quality settings. What is not clear, though, is that even if it were a marker, I would be very careful not to come to any conclusions related to encouraging hypertension, either by increasing the dose or by not treating the hypertension appropriately. There is no reason that treatment of hypertension so that the patient can, quote-unquote, be hypertensive will be of any benefit. In fact, there's reasons to think it may actually increase your risk of cardiovascular complications because it's a known risk factor for those settings. I think exploring the biology of hypertension needs to be done, as John alluded to, and hopefully that data will come out soon, because clearly this is becoming an issue which, if patients and clinicians start to worry about this, it may accidentally alter how we treat patients.